I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called When Fraley Street Was Golden. There was a day in the not-so-distant past when crowds thronged the Central Kane business section. It was a time before Walmart and Amazon.com. It was a time before the big box stores and the regional and national retailers took over. It was a time when the Retail Bureau of the Kane Chamber of Commerce and local retail merchants ruled the day. It was a time when you could seemingly buy any item that you desired just by taking a walk uptown. It was a day that in your mind's eye and in your heart of hearts that you would want to return to. In the 1960s, it seemed like Fraley Street was paved with gold. Stores regularly stayed open until 9 p.m. on Friday nights, and the high shopping season began when the school year started, and it boomed all the way through the holidays until the end of the year. The highly successful Shop and Win promotion that featured weekly cash drawings of $100 on Friday nights and culminated with grand prize cash awards totaling $1,000 on Christmas Eve drew thousands of excited shoppers. Monroe Johnson, a member of the Kane High football squad, was drawn as the winner of the $500 cash prize in 1960. But he received only half that amount as he was not present. Likewise, Betty Lundeen won $300, but could collect only $150 in absentia. The other top award that night was a trip to Miami, won by Mrs. Oscar Cedar before a crowd of over 2,000 people. At the time, more than 40 local merchants participated, and organizers of the committee included William R. Bentz, Roy B. Constable, L. D. Steitler, Leo Scordo, George Larson, Frank Sirianni, Louis Sirianni, Mrs. Hilda Carlson, Charles Bodine, Paul Jacobus, and Fred Pearson. Around Thanksgiving time each year, shopkeepers cleverly decorated their picture windows, and the population of the town was said to triple when the deer and big game hunters arrived. Highways were jammed for hours, and camps and cabins were filled to capacity. Kane's finest brought in backups to help keep the peace. The almost continuous booming from high-powered rifles could be heard around town. But all of this traffic was good for local business. Very good. The annual Big Buck Contest took place at the intersection of Field and Fraley Streets, as did most big uptown events. And it was culminated by the Hunt Ball and the crowning of the Queen of the Hunt. The crowds and the excitement were a boon for local merchants. At the time, Fraley Street was home to a bakery, a dairy, two dry cleaners, three shoe stores and a shoe repair shop, three pharmacies, four appliance stores, a dozen clothing stores, among many others, including, of course, Sirianni Jewelers. It truly was the golden age of local retail, and the Shop and Win promotion continued into the mid-1970s before Kane's merchant began losing business share to the local malls in Bradford and Warren, and to the regional mall in Erie. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.